When you're out with your friends, do you find yourself checking your phone a lot?
Well, I admit I check it every once in a while when I'm hanging with my friends, but I don't feel guilty because they do it too.
No, not really, but I do like when I go to the bathroom. I'll go in there and then I'll, you know, and if I have to be in there longer, then I might play like a game, like solitaire or something, right?
And how do you feel when you're around a group of people and somebody pulls out their smartphone and starts using it?
I don't like it. I really don't. I mean, unless you're somebody super important, like why can you not just have that thing? You know, okay, like if you're an expectant father, I buy it. If you're a doctor, if you're Obama, if you're somebody like that. But if you're my friend Karen, you know, just knock it off.
Ironically, just as she gave me that answer, my phone vibrated and I looked at it, which is not a good thing. In fact, researchers from the University of Essex have found that simply having a phone nearby can be detrimental to our attempts at connecting with people. Here's the interesting experiment they conducted. The researchers put together pairs of strangers and had them talk for 10 minutes about a relatively intimate topic. On a table within eyesight was a book and another item. For some of the couples, the second item was a cell phone. For others, it was just another book. After the 10 minutes were up, each of them filled out a questionnaire about the quality of the relationship and how close they felt to the other person they'd just met. The pairs who conversed in the vicinity of the cell phone reported lower relationship quality and less closeness.
That kind of makes sense, I guess, because I think it would sort of remind you of your cell phone and if you have any messages waiting and that kind of thing. I think it sort of snaps you away from, maybe this moment and reminds you of your other life going on. So you've got this sort of background noise in your head. I wonder how people feel when they're in bed. You know, and the cell phone is next to the bed. It's like, I'm not quite enjoying this because maybe I got email.
The researchers then conducted a second experiment. Everything was exactly the same as the first. Some couples had a cell phone nearby and some didn't. The only difference this time was that the couples were instructed to talk about two different things. A casual topic, like what they thought about plastic trees, and a meaningful topic, like an important moment in their life. In this round, having the cell phone nearby had no effect on their relationship quality if they were discussing the casual topic. But as soon as they switched to the meaningful conversation, the couples who could see the phone reported feeling less trust and said their partner showed less empathy.
Well, maybe, you know, the serious subject was something like, you know, I've got this boil. You know, and maybe the other person was going, oh my God, there's a cell phone over there. I could call for help.
The researchers concluded that interacting in an environment without a cell phone in the vicinity seems to help create closeness, connectedness, and a sense of empathy, which are rather important qualities if you're going to build a relationship with a stranger while discussing plastic trees. The researchers go so far as to suggest that cell phone usage might even reduce our social consciousness. So next time you're hanging out with your friends, or strangers, try keeping the cell phones off the table, out of your hands, and on airplane mode. You might just have a better connection. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.